Well, I am here at the 2015 International Production and Processing Expo, and I'm in the Roca Biosciences booth here and talking with Ted Andrew. First of all, Ted, tell me what you do for Roca.
So I am the Director of Marketing and Product Development at Roca.
Well, tell me a little bit more about your presence here at this IPE. What are customers coming through the booth to see?
So we've had a number of different customers come by. So most of them are coming by to discuss our new approach to salmonella threshold testing that we're able to offer the industry. It's a different way to look at pathogen testing, and it's an innovative approach. And Dr. Evan Chaney gave a presentation earlier this week on it, and it was very well attended. And I think that's driven a lot of traffic back to the booth as learning more about it, learning how it can be implemented into the poultry process.
Tied it back to the customers, what are some of their questions about the pathogens and the bacteria and the things going on in their plant? What are some of those questions as they come through the booth that you're able to answer?
Well, the new FSIS regulations are putting the onus a little bit more so on the poultry producers. And I think they're coming in just to learn more information in general about the options available, the new technologies available, how they might be applied specifically for them. You know, each poultry processor is a little bit different. And so what's great is when there is a technology out there that's flexible enough to meet their needs, their individual process inside in their operational workflow, which has always been a key concern. Pathogen testing has always been something that's hurdle to apply as it relates to their production because it does take a long time to enrich and to get to a time result. So some of the newer approaches actually can get a time to result as fast as 8 hours. So it can actually be within their production scope, enabling a lot more efficiency in their poultry processing. So they've been really excited. So I think a lot of the questions have been around how these new approaches really can benefit instead of hinder their operation side of their business and make better, more informed decisions.
Well, you're talking about these new approaches. Are they already in the customer's hands? Have they been able to try them out? Or if not, when will they be?
So they are already in the customer's hands. We had one partner customer give a very nice presentation about it yesterday. It's early on in the rollout, but what we've seen from initial implementation is dramatic improvements in the overall efficiency and the overall operational improvements and overall quality improvements in the overall process and product and better control of their risk mitigation strategies. So it is already in the market. It's very exciting. We've gotten a lot of positive feedback about it this week.
Well, that was my next question, so we'll skip that about positive feedback. But let's look into the future. What's coming down the pipeline for you guys?
So in our pipeline, in our current pipeline, you know, it's very exciting because our current platform is still fairly new to the industry, but the adoption has been spectacular. So we're still seeing growth with our current Atlas automated pathogen detection platform. But coming down the road, we're looking at it maybe a smaller version, as well as additional assays, things like Campylobacter. We're starting to explore things like looking at allergen testing, perhaps, or viruses are becoming more and more important. So what's great about Roca and our technology is how flexible it is. It can be applied across a number of different segments, a number of different approaches, a number of different targets. So we're excited about the future and the continued partnership with Roca and the poultry industry.
Sounds like a great partnership. Once again, talking with Ted Andrew in the Roca booth at the 2015 IPPE, I'm Jamie Johansson.